The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, and usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend and not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the sea, because our help comes from the Lord. First up, the first major boo-boo from humanity came in the most simplistic twist of truth. Beware the enemy that tries to trip us up in the smallest things, like words, like I just did right there. Next, in this mass confusion that is taking place in our country, and along with the extreme division in our country, we share about something that is good to know for Christians. Good idea. And finally, instead of Bible bullets, we are supposed to yield the word of God in the fashion of a sword. This requires us to have some wisdom. We handle God's word with balance, not flamethrowers or bombs.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Oh, welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can reach out to us by sending us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. It does work. It's an email. Nothing weird happens. We don't sell the list. They won't come knocking on your door. Did you email the David Spoon Experience? That won't happen. Well, we hope that doesn't happen. Also, text. You can text us, 214-210-8483. Again, no shock will come to your system. It'll just be simple. The best of the best, though. Kind of like Skittles and rainbows. If you call the show, 972-445-0770, Terrific T will answer. It'll be like rainbows have been jumping all over your back of your head. You get a whole bunch of Skittles and candy and all this other stuff. Isn't that great? And then she turns it over to you, and I'm like the dentist. There you go. Keep in mind, it's open for prayer requests, praise reports. Also, the opportunity to share or comment on something, as long as you keep it cool. Our objective here in this show is pretty simple. We just want to encourage one another in the Lord until the Lord comes back. That pretty much, there's nothing else to it. Just like, there it is. And we also do Bible trivia. We'll get to that in a second. But let me start off by saying I did get an update from Al regarding Ryan, who we've been praying for each and every day. Al taking Ryan home today from the hospital. I mean, is that great? It's great news. And you think, if you think, well, you know, that could have happened. You know, when Al does get the chance to get in touch with us or whatever and just kind of leave it there, I'm going to tell you that it was a trial. It was an up and down process, and we were praying for him, and he knows we were praying for him, and it helped. And that's what it's about, bearing one another's burdens and loving one another. Now, we have another brother named Gary. He needs prayer. We want to keep him in prayer. Just the same thing. You know, just keep bombarding heaven. I mean, Jesus, when he taught about prayer, I'm not going to get into it now, but he left room for that Greek word to mean annoy. Annoy God. It's like, you know what annoying is? Annoying is this. Open. That's annoying, folks. And the whole point of that is sometimes God likes to be pursued like that because he loves the engagement with his kids. Okay? All right. Okay, so you got prayer requests, and don't forget to pray for Ace in September and for all the other people that are needing prayer. Plus, just pray for the radio audience. That's one of the things that people can do when you're praying is, Lord, you know, bless this person, and bless my mom or bless my dad, bless my siblings, bless my kids, blah, blah, and bless the radio audience. I mean, it's just not that hard. I just don't think it's that hard. In the meantime, let's get to our trivia question, because we do offer that as an opportunity for you to share or to at least sharpen your Bible knowledge. In what book of the Bible do you find the laws concerning the eating of clean things? Like, it's the book in the Bible that says what you can and can't eat and mold and stuff like that. If you know, you're welcome to call in 972-445-0770. Don't forget, any topic is open for conversation. Why? Well, because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Sometimes I wonder if it's radio. There are times. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Already got somebody calling in. That takes about a second. All right. All right, so we're going to give them a chance before we go down to the path of our first teaching and some of our DNA discussion. It's going to be handed over to me. So right now, it's in the Skittles rainbow context, and now it's about to come to the dentist. See how that works? Okay, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, it's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. Okay, there's a classic, because there's not a lot of places in the Bible that mold gets a lot of highlighting or unclean foods or whatever the case may be. What is the book in the Bible that deals with laws concerning the entirety of eating clean things and not clean things?
I'm probably wrong. Is it Deuteronomy?
No, I want you to go one before that where they're...
Leviticus.
That's it! You got it! There it is! You got it.
I was wrong.
Yeah, but you were right there. You know, what's great is you know right where that locale is, so that's a great job. You know, it's right there. It's just the one before it that some people have a hard time on, especially when you get into the mold. That's pretty.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
All right. God bless you. All right. Excellent job, though. And that's how we start the show. We get it rolling. Let's make sure to do a little bit of DNA real quickly, because we love DNA, because I found out again just last night, late last night, just before I went to bed, they just told me there's going to be more news next week and even before. So therefore, how should we be as Christians? That's the question. It's quite simple. We operate in our DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
So it's not an observational faith. It's a participation faith. N, never be ashamed of Jesus and his words. There's a lot of things that people are not happy with, some of the things that people say and do. That's fine. I got no problem with that. But when it comes to what Jesus has to say, there is no shame. We don't have ashamed of that. You don't want him to be ashamed of you, right? Okay. And then the A, always be ready.
To serve.
And that's the part of fulfilling that department of love your neighbor as you love yourself. You got to be willing to serve. You got to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Draw closer to the Lord daily. And love your neighbors, love yourself. Be ready to serve. There it is. Works together. Got it? Okay. All right. With that in mind, I think we've covered everything from this first one. It is Friday, which is a great thing if you like, fried food. It's a Friday. Genesis 3:1. Watch this little twist. I want to show you something, how subtle the enemy is and how you need to be aware of it. I need to be aware of it. We all need to be aware of it, because the enemy is subtle in some of his attacks. And if you don't think he's attacking humanity, he's been attacking humanity since the very beginning. And now that we have connection with God, why wouldn't he attack that much more? I mean, just think about the reality of that. Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more cunning of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Did God really say you can't eat from any tree in the garden?" The first thing that the enemy does is challenges what God has to say. And then he tries to attack the clarity of what God has to say. But I want you to find the twist in this passage. In Genesis 2:16-17, this is what the Lord said. "And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat from any tree of the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For on the day you eat it, you will certainly die. And on the day that Adam and Eve ate that, they spiritually died before the Lord, which is what brought sin into the situation, which is why they ran from the presence of the Lord. But notice what the enemy says. God says you can eat from any tree of the garden. Boy, there's a billion trees here. Just go ahead and pick. Have a good old time. See this tree here? Don't touch this tree. And what the enemy did is he said, did God really say you can't eat from any tree in the garden? No, he didn't say it. In fact, the irony behind that is he exactly did not say that. He exactly did not say what Satan is accusing God of saying. He didn't say, did God say no to any tree? No, he didn't. God said yes to every tree except for one. And so all he does is takes that little phrase, that little any, and that's not an exact translation, but the idea is what Satan is saying is, did God really say you can't eat from any of the trees? And it's like, no, he didn't. But then what happens is you hear that, right? That's what Eve heard, right? And it's not like Adam was a billion miles away, so let's not get into that discussion now. And then you begin to question it in yourself. Is that what he said? And that's where the doubt comes in against what was known. And so what the enemy does is he takes the smallest thing and twists it just a little. So I'm going to give you a really good example that will help you understand. Have you ever taken a road trip? All right, let me ask T real quickly, because, I mean, she's young. She's had to drive. Have you ever taken a road trip? Have you ever gone to, like, Colorado or somewhere like that?
I have.
Okay. Could you imagine, did you drive or did you fly?
I flew.
Okay. Could you imagine getting on the airplane and the guy is heading towards Colorado but veers off in the very beginning of his path, just 3 degrees. By the time 4 hours have gone by and you've veered off 3 degrees for 4 hours, you're about 90 billion miles from where you want to be. I mean, that would make sense, right?
Yep.
That's what the enemy does. That's a good illustration right there. You just a little bit, and then down the path you go, and by the time you get to the destination, you're like, how did I get over here? And it's just by missing it just a little. And so here's where Hosea 4:6 comes in. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Not knowing the word sets you and I up to get twisted by the enemy with the word. Get that? So when he said, did God really say you can't eat from any tree in the garden? Maybe a good response would be, no, that's not what he said. That would have been a good way to go. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be false.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So. But, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We're getting ready to talk to you about Coach and Texas Air King. We're getting ready to do that. Not doing that quite yet. Again, update on Ryan. Ryan is on his way home from the hospital with Al, so that's all going good. Keep praying for them. Keep praying for Gary. Keep praying for September. Keep praying for Ace and all the people that are going through a tougher time physically. We just want to be lifting everybody up and be coordinating along those lines, okay? And I want to say kind of a shout-out to Joy and Cordy. Good guess. They're like, is that right? It's like, yep, that's right. Bottom line, I have to tell you something that's not the greatest news, but it's not horrible news or anything. It's just that our show, which was supposed to start for 90 minutes on Monday, is being preempted by basketball. Now, we don't have any opposite. I know. But we love basketball, and we love SMU, so we're supportive of that. So everything will just start on Tuesday as opposed to Monday. There's no problem with that. It's one of the agreements that we all entered into. Look, when they have an opportunity in the station to broadcast something along those lines, I want them to do that. I think that's good. It brings in people that have never heard the station, and that's what I think is great. And then gives those people an opportunity to hear some different things. So kind of evangelistical in its own little thought process.
Just amen.
There you go. That's how you got to look at that. All right. Time for the trivia and Texas Air King. So let me just make sure you know, Coach, doing an excellent job. As I said, I don't think many people just, you know, pipe in and say, hey, good job. You can count on those people. Eric did that. That was really nice of him to say that. If you've got something going on with your heating or your air conditioning, it is a great idea to get in touch with the coolest company in Texas. And Coach is the kind of person that will take care of you and will make sure that you're taken care of. That's pretty cool. All right, let's go ahead and play their clip.
Up next is Bible Trivia, sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Make sure your home is comfortable in any weather and contact the AC Coach today. Call or visit him online at TexasAirKing.com.
There you go. All right, don't forget TexasAirKing.com, right? What's the number? It's 214-884-COLD. You should be thinking, what? That's a good one. Yeah, I think that is a really good name. I wish we had a phone number that said Spoon or something. I mean, that would be funny. All right, here's the next trivia question. Let's see who's ready to go with this one. To whom was the following spoken of? To whom was the following spoken of? He was a murderer from the beginning and abides not in truth because there is no truth in him. Who's Jesus talking about there? Wowzer. Hey, don't forget our website, HeMustIncrease.org. Website, HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. Email David at HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, HeMustIncrease Ministry. YouTube, HeMustIncrease Ministry. And don't forget that HeMustIncrease.org. We do have people calling in. I do just want to remind you, if you want to send a check in, you can send it to the station. Just make sure the check's made out to He Must Increase Ministry, or just go HMIM. Just so much easier. And then I'll tell you one other thing. I've been working on the receipts for everybody for the giving, and most of that will be done this weekend. So I'd say by a week from tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's like the 9th or something? I think that's the 9th. So by like a week from tomorrow or before the 18th, everybody should have your receipt for the giving for 2020. Okay? All right. Okay? All right. All right? Okay. Boom. Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. It's Deborah again.
Oh, I love it. So we got Gary again, and now we got Deborah again. All right. Let me hear it from you. Who was it spoken of? He was a murderer from the beginning, abode not in truth, because there's no truth in him.
Cain.
Okay, now I want you to think bigger spiritual. Bigger spiritual.
Oh.
So the worst that there is, who would that be? Who's the worst of the worst?
That's
okay. Here, let me go. Let me walk you through. It's not a problem. Who would be the father of all lies?
Oh, Satan.
That is correct. You are right. Sometimes you just got to think it through. Sometimes the questions aren't said in a good way. But that's what I love about you is you just come back. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. I'm going to get it. Good job.
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless you.
All right, so that's important to understand. Who's the father of all lies? Who's the murderer? Who has no truth in him? Satan, right? Now, I know that everybody tries to make fun of Satan because, one, they think he's in a red suit. Sure. And then, two, you had the church lady. Could it be Satan? You know, I remember that whole thing. For those of you that remember, that was kind of funny. Or even when Flip Wilson, way before that, said, "The devil made me do it." Remember that? That was funny too. But the reality check is Jesus taught more about Satan than he did about the poor. So let's put that in the truth grinder and make sure we keep it there. So we've covered the website. We've covered giving. Covered the different elements. I want to talk to you about something because I know that there's a lot of up and down for some people. They're feeling, what's the word I'm looking for? Unstable. There's an instability, and this takes place, by the way, this is not a new phenomenon. There's an instability. Everybody can tell that the divide in the country is becoming more specific and greater in its it's more specifically divided. Okay, I'll say it like that. And everybody knows that's going on. You can see it. And for those that don't think the Lord's involved, I'm going to set that straight. And here is something good to know. Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. This sentence, it's a sentence. That's not good. Not the punctuation sentence. This sentence, this judgment, is by the decree of the angelic watchers, and the decision is a command of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whom he wishes and sets over it the lowliest of men. Let me just explain to you what's being stated here. I know you think you're in charge. I get it. Right up until you come to that moment where you are absolutely helpless and you know it. The reason that that is allowed is for you to understand and for me to understand that of all the things that are going on in life, nothing escapes the eyes of God. And so while you have tension in the country, and keep in mind, I don't think people recognize it to the level that it was, but you know, this country went through a civil war where families were divided the exact same way, but instead of just being divided and yelling at each other on Facebook or in tweets or on a Twitter kind of thing or in emails, they were shooting one another. Okay, that's how they were expressing that. Now, we've had some tragedies have taken place, and we've been having that for years and years and years, but it's nothing like it was in the Civil War. The problem is that our country in its divide is missing the greatest teach or the greatest lesson that God is trying to communicate. God is in charge. People think, you know what makes America great? Well, it's the government. while it's the people, while it's the can-do attitude. Well, no, my friend, it is the grace of God that allows this country to even be a country, let alone to be a country that does well in certain elements. It's good to know who's in charge. Don't you think for 1 second that those people on those channels that are communicating news have any interest in you whatsoever. They are simply utilizing their own opportunities, and they do not have compassion or mercy for you or care about you the way that God does. And at some point, the nation has to yield or it will be broken. And that's just the reality check for life. I don't care what political side you're on. Nobody takes over for God. Period. And you think, well, it should be this or it should be this. You know, last time I checked, and I got to double check this. But last time I checked, when people are divided, it's the people that are divided. you know where you really find unity? At the foot of the cross where you lay down your life and let God be in charge. And you think, well, it's theocratic. Let me tell you something. If everybody in this country would just be nice and pray to God, it would be such a better country. Daniel 4:26, your kingdom will be assured to you. After this, this is what's being spoken in Nebuchadnezzar. Listen to how nice God is about this. This guy was really a bad and tough guy. He says, your kingdom will be assured to you after you recognize that heaven rules. That's it, folks. After. Nebuchadnezzar in 4:37 says, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, exalt, and honor the kingdom of heaven, for all his works are true and all his ways just, and he is able to humble those who walk in pride. Maybe America needs a little bit of humility, or all of us as people need to have that humility element running through us higher than anything else. I will tell you, for those that do not understand world history, Nebuchadnezzar was so powerful that the statue that Daniel defined for him, he was at the head of the statue. Rome was the feet. That gives you an idea of how big and powerful Nebuchadnezzar was. And Nebuchadnezzar and all his power was like, yeah, God can pretty much do what he wants. It's like, yes, he can. And when we recognize that it is heaven that rules and not our brilliancy, and that it is heaven that grants us the breath that we take, you know, the next breath you take is a gift. You didn't earn it. God has granted it to you. And when we recognize that God rules over the realm of mankind, then perhaps the division will be healed. And the grace and the mercy will be poured out. And if we don't, then just read your Bible and see what happens to all the nations that refuse to yield to God and how well that goes for them, including the special chosen people of Israel. All right? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
With his special guest today, Focus on the Family Trauma Specialist, Tim Sanford. People, as they try to sort this out, they go through this, they go through maybe a litany or a list in their mind and try to evaluate, well, you know, is this this and is this this? And what you said right there is the key, that the core of our strength, the core of our ability to go on yet for another day in the midst of what we would consider to be chaos, both socially, politically, and in other realms, is the Lord. I mean, the Lord gives us the ability. Until he blows that trumpet, we are not done.
Exactly, and that's where we come back to, people ask me, well, again, the why questions that people all across the U.S. are asking. And my best theological accurate answer I can give them is, I don't know. I don't stop there. That is an accurate answer. I finished my answer then by saying, here's what I do know.
Excellent.
I know that God is still on his throne. I know that God knew what was going on. I don't know why. Here's what I do know. God is still a loving God. He still is in charge. Here's what I do know.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Okay, so a couple things we want to cover. We do have history. We're going to do that in a minute. We're going to do our trivia. Let's not forget our website. Let's start off with that. The website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right. I want to make sure everybody knows that. And if you have an opportunity to give, that'd be great. We are at the 8th, right? It's the 8th today. Okay? Okay. Just reminding everybody it's the 8th. Which is my way of saying we're fine, but we're at the 8th. Hint, hint, hint. Okay? There you go. I think that's the honest way to do it. I don't know.
Right. You gotta put it in there. Wink, wink.
Yeah, it's wink, wink. Eighth. You know, hey, it's the 8th. Okay. All right. All bills due by the 28th. Okay. Let us do the next trivia question. And then we're going to go a different direction in this segment because I just get that sense that that's what the Lord has in mind. So if you're thinking, oh, it's going to be, it's like, I don't even know what I'm going to be talking about, except I know one verse and then we'll see where it goes. But here is the trivia question. In what book of the Bible do you find the words, so I'm looking for the address, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So that's should kind of be known by a lot of people. You're welcome to text in. You're welcome to call in. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, I think we're going to have to. So that is going to be more Old Testament for those that are like, is that old or new? Okay, so out of 66 books, I'm eliminating 27 of them for you, and now it's down to 39. Okay, it's not in the Minor Prophets. I'm helping people. All right, where is that passage located? Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. That's number one. Number two, I'd like to say something that I think is really important, and then we'll do history, and then we'll do the teaching. And that is, I think it's really awesome that people will pray for one another and get results. And I think that people, when you ask people to pray, when you say to people, please pray for me, then it's really important. Listen to me. This is your responsibility. It's really important to give them an update. Even if they don't ask you for an update, give them an update, which tells them you're respecting the request you gave them. And I think it's a little sad that when you are praying for somebody and somebody doesn't give you an update, that you don't ask. I think it's important for us to know what the process is, what's going on. There's no way to really bear one another's burdens and love each other without knowing what's going on. You can't just do everything in passing and in fancy. It's got to be real. There's got to be an authenticity to it. And we talked about, as we go into 2021, that there's two key elements that I'm really going to focus on, not just in the teaching, but I'm going to have a strong emphasis on, and that is faith and authenticity. And the authenticity means we're not going to fake the Christian walk. It is what it is. Some days it's absolutely stellar. It's just fantastic. Other times it's very, very frustrating and difficult. And if you can't say that, you're just not being honest. Okay? Even in the expressions that Jesus showed us, there are times where you see that the crowd is really into it and the people are getting healed and it's going great. And then there's other times where there's a lot of discussion, reasoning, arguing with the Pharisees. And then you can see that there's an anguish even that he has with his disciples as he's trying to get them to get smarter and get wiser and get more in tune. All of that is a part of this process. And to try and deny it out of some fake, bizarre philosophy is weird. The idea here is to be real, be authentic, but just be authentic in the Lord. I've said often before on the show, and I'll say it again, I'm a mess, but I'm the Lord's mess. And I rest in that, and I take comfort in that. I'm not trying to be more spiritual than I am. If I needed to have a self-examination, you just take my wife and put her on the stand and then just ask her 15 or 16 questions. It'll come out pretty fast. I'm not as spiritual as I need to be. Okay? It probably wouldn't even take 10 minutes. Maybe 5 minutes. Okay? But that doesn't stop me from making pursuit of the Lord. I want to know more of the Lord. I want to be closer. I want to do a better job, but I'm not going to be either dishonest about it. I'm not going to be fake about it. I'm not going to try and tell God. Like, one of the things that I've been doing in prayer this last year, yeah, just go with it, folks. Well, one of the things that I've been doing is, you ever see in Star Trek, whenever there's a ship and it approaches the Enterprise, they go, we're being scanned, and then they show a light go through, and they're scanning all the people and all the data banks, and they're going through everything and examining. I asked the Lord to scan me, okay? I already know what's in me that's wrong. But he knows every nuance of it. I don't even know that. And I just say, look, I want to draw in closer. I want it to be real. I want it to be authentic. I want to be genuine. That's why last week or 2 weeks ago, I was sharing with you guys and talking about prayer. Sometimes there's a distraction in prayer. Hey, guess what? That happens for a lot of people. And guess what? The disciples couldn't even hang with Jesus when he was praying for 1 hour, and it had to do with his life. That's normal. But you got to push past that. You don't just accept it and leave it there. You push on into the Lord. You push past it. You say, Lord, I got to do better. It's got to be better. I've got to function better. And that's one of the things that we're going to do on the show too, is when these moments come up and I can tell the Lord's like, I really prefer you not to teach that, Dave. As best as I can tell, I'm going to go with that. And when you've got a default position where we can talk about things like faith and authenticity, there's nothing but good for that, for myself and for you. Operate in faith, fresh faith, believing that God desires and God wants to be a blessing for you. And he has your best interests and hope. But don't be dishonest about it. Be yourself. Don't be somebody you're not. Be who you are, who God created you to be. Hey, guess here's an amazing thing. Look at your fingers. Isn't that fascinating? Your fingerprints are what? Unique. Why? Because that's how God made you, unique. And some of you are like, well, I'm not good like some of these other, I'm not as good as Pastor Morris, or I'm not as good as Dr. Jeffers, or I'm not as good as some of these people. It's like God didn't make you to be them. He made you to be you. He didn't make a mistake. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's not looking for every person is not Billy Graham, otherwise there wouldn't have been a Billy Graham. See what I'm saying? It's like everybody's unique to what it is, and who knows what it is that the Lord will do through you. This is why we do the DNA. What if one person that you talk to is encouraged, and they encourage another person, and they encourage another person, and that person leads a million people to Jesus Christ? You don't know. You're a part of it. And you do it authentically, and you do it with genuine faith. And the reason that you do that is because that's how God created you. And what he challenges you in the authenticity is to have faith beyond what you know. Have a greater faith. You know how you got that situation? It's just bopping you on the head? Believe that God can change it. Because here's the simplicity. He can. You know, it only takes a moment for a miracle. It doesn't have to be set up. It just has to be the Lord. All right? And so we'll do the history in the next segment if that's okay. But it's the idea is for us to have this a hunger and a pursuit. And you're gonna hear things. I'm gonna share more in this upcoming year and tell you more of the victories and more of the defeats. Because you know what? You should hear that. It's just like everybody else. There are times when you and I, we are in the greatest seasons of Christian faith, and it's like everything that you're doing is working, and the Lord is blessing everything, and man, it's going fantastic. And then, something happens, and all of a sudden, it's like it's the toughest season ever, and what's going on? And it seems like your heart's being ripped out, and all of that stuff is true. And it does happen, and we go through those ups and those downs. Here's what I want you to never forget. Jesus comes in. He does his ministry, right? And then he gets brutalized, and he's mocked and insulted and spit upon, and he's treated with contempt, and his own creation is wounding him, and they put him up on that cross, and they've whipped him so bad, he's got no life left, and he dies. It's just the worst possible thing. Except, at the end of that death, there's this thing called resurrection. And he who was wounded for our offenses, and beat, and spit upon, raises in greater authority and power communicated to us than we could ever understand. And Jesus in Matthew 28 says, all authority and power has been given unto me. Everything the devil had, he lost. And who's in charge now? Jesus is in charge. And all that came out of a crucifying, whipping, insulting, beating time. What came out of that? Greater power, authority, and understanding than ever before. And some of you have been hurt like in church. And so I know I was hurt in church, but I came out on the other side seeing now that the church is fantastic. There's people that are not, but the church is fantastic. And my passion in my heart is to be a blessing to that church. But that's what you come out of. Took a while to get there, you know? I think you can understand. All right, I'm gonna answer the trivia question real fast. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Psalm chapter one. And then we're gonna take our break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks for listening to David Spoon on KAAM. Bible trivia is sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Trust the AC coach to take care of your heating and cooling needs. Call or visit him online today at texasairking.com.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
She thought he was a gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. Now you think three words. Come on, Dave. Mary, Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for teacher. Or it doesn't matter if your translation says master, rabbi. It doesn't care. She said, Mary. She responded, Master, Lord. You see, the resurrected Jesus Christ speaks the name of his sheep. And Jesus knows your name. My sheep, Jesus said, know my voice, and they hear me. And you were going along on your journey. Maybe you were young and you were in church. Maybe you were young and somebody brought it to you. Maybe you were in the middle part of your life. Maybe in the later part of your life. But at some point, Jesus said your name. He said, David, Tierra, Tiffany, Noel, Joshua, Ashley. At some point, he called your name. The risen Messiah spoke your name to you. You know what? That's when you said, yes, Lord. Yes, Master. Yes, Rabboni. It's the most powerful moment because it's the moment that the divine Messiah speaks to you and pulls you from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, into another kingdom, the kingdom of light. It is the moment that changed everything. And Billy Graham had a really good piece on it. Said some people can really define that moment, some people can't. Doesn't matter. It happened for those that, well, it's kind of like a metamorphosis, but it happened. And in the economy of God, it happens more specifically. And maybe the person doesn't know the date. I know my date, but maybe the person doesn't know the date that he said yes to Jesus. But there was a moment where Jesus called your name and you said yes. And that was the beginning of your understanding of his depth of love.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Time is tight for us, so let me get right to the trivia. Boy, I really thought that was when I hear that, even though I'm the one saying, I just really, it blesses me. I don't. Is that weird? You know, I hate listening to myself on the radio, by the way. Worst thing I do is get the sounds for the show, okay? It's like, I always think, who's that idiot? But nonetheless, the Lord does what the Lord does. But that part blesses me, where the divine, everything changes in the moment. All right. Paul told Timothy to take something for his stomach's sake. What was it? Paul said to Timothy, take something for thine often infirmities. What was that? Do you think you know the answer? You're welcome to reach out to us and let us know. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right. So don't forget the website. We've already given you the hints on that. We'll give you a chance to call in, but we're going to get right into the history because I didn't do the history the last segment because I just kind of went with the, what we say, went with the wave. Is that good? We went with the wave. I like that. Paul told Timothy to take something for his stomach's sake. What was it? Somebody's already calling in. He said, for thine often infirmities. That's kind of what he said. It's not kind of what he said. It's exactly what he said. He said, for thine often infirmities. Most of you will know. And just so you can be aware, as this person's about to answer this question, we're going to make a statement at the end of this. So, everybody hang on. All right, here we go. Ready? This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How you doing?
I'm fine.
I love that you called again. I absolutely positively, I mean, if I could give you $100 in an account, I would do it. That's how much I love it. That's so good that you did it. All right, so what was it that Paul told Timothy? He said, hey, take a little of this for your stomach's sake. What was it?
Was it a little wine?
That is correct! Exactly! Woohoo! Excellent job. Excellent job, Deborah. And I love that you called back and you did that. I love the persistency. It's absolutely outstanding.
Thanks a lot.
All right, God bless you. All right, bye-bye. Oh, she did so good. We have a lot of people texting, but I'm just so glad she did that. She called and she got it. Like, yes, yes. Now, I will say, and I should point this out real quickly, and I will say this for those that are out there. It does say a little wine, okay? So for the Christian, that doesn't mean, here's my box. Here's my box of wine. This is a little wine. Okay, that is not a little wine. That is a box of wine. A box is a lot more than a little wine. And don't go, well, they had bigger glasses back then. People have actually said that. They had bigger glasses back then. So, okay, stop. Okay? If you're gonna drink, that's fine. If you're feeling guilty, don't tell me. I'm not. And if you're a person that shouldn't drink, don't drink. It's just that simple. Don't do it. All right, let's get into it. Well, it's not easy, but just do it. Let's get into history first.
Let's go live in the past.
Okay, here we go. Today is bubble bath day. I am a huge fan.
Gotta love some bubble bath.
I mean, I don't know what it is. It's just, what is it about a bubble bath?
It soothes you. Like, you sit down in a tub full of water and it soothes you. You close your eyes and you relax.
You know what I do? I'm sharing this, but I will. Do you ever go to a hotel and they have like a jacuzzi tub? So what I do if I don't have bubble bath, I take some of the shampoo and I put it in, and then I turn the jacuzzi jets on, and it's instant bubble bath.
It's okay. I've done it with dishwashing liquid. Shouldn't be saying that.
Probably not. Probably not, but that is funny.
It gets the job done.
Yeah, if it works, it works. Today is also National English Toffee Day. I like that. You don't like that? Not big, like a Heath Bar kind of person? Not that good.
It's too close to health.
Okay. That's funny, too. It's Argyle Socks Day. I don't either. I only have like three pair of socks that go over my ankles. The rest of them are like ankle level. I have no idea what they're talking about. 58, let's see, blah, blah, blah. In 1958, Bobby Fischer won his first chess championship at the age of 14. When I was 14, I was already on the police list. I'm just saying. Don't get mad at me. That's how I grew up. And then last thing I want to say, and watch this, and I think we've I don't think I covered this movie, but I've covered it before, the John 3:16 football game. So let me tell you this. The NFL football game became known as the John 3:16 due to the many references in the Bible verse John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Heisman winner Tim Tebow was quarterbacking for the Denver Broncos against the Pittsburgh Steelers during the playoffs. Tim Tebow had worn John 3:16 on his eye paint. He threw 316 passing yards. He had a 31.6 per completion passing average. So it's another 316. The pre-rush, the rushing for him was 3.16 yards. This is all in the same game. The only interception of the game was with the Steelers on third down and 16. The Steelers' time of possession was 31 minutes, 6 seconds. The Nielsen rating was 31.6. And the Broncos lost their previous three games by the average of 16 points.
Wow, talk about coincidence.
I mean, come on. That's pretty good, right? That is pretty good. That is pretty good right there. All right, let's just wind it up here. Genesis 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. The Lord said to Abram, go from your land, your relatives, and your father's house to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who treat you with contempt. And all the people on the earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham went, and the Lord, as the Lord had told him. And then verse 9. So this is in the same chapter. Then Abram journeyed by stages to the Negev. Okay? I don't know why this gets missed. It's such a classic. So God tells Abraham to go somewhere. Okay? He doesn't tell him go to In-N-Out Burger, but he tells him to go somewhere. Right? Abraham goes, and then verse 9. Look at Genesis 12:9. Abraham journeyed by stages. What does that mean? That means step by step, 2 Corinthians 3:18, we all with unveiled faces are reflecting the glory of the Lord and are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Philippians 1:6, I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on until completion, until the day of Christ. It's a continuation. It's done in stages. Everybody wants it so fast because, why? Well, because we like fast food and microwave. You like to drive through, get a Starbucks, drive on. I mean, it's just that's our society. We're so geared that way. If you order a product and it's got 2 weeks delay, you cancel that and you go order it somewhere else. Right? I mean, we're that nation, right? But the journey that we are on is one that is done in stages. And the Lord may have you going into a new land, a land you've never been into, new territory. As a Christian, you've never experienced it or never understood it, never gotten to that depth. He might have more divine appointments, more things for you this year than ever expected. But don't expect it all to happen in one time, in one big cup, in one big scoop of ice cream. It's step by step. You know how you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's how you eat an elephant.
D's looking at me like, what are you talking about?
It's like, but that's how you got to do it. In other words, it's in stages, step by step, because we become more like Jesus glory by glory, victory by victory. And people are like, well, it's two steps forward or three steps forward and then two steps back. Yeah, but you're still net one. In other words, God's going to make it happen. He just does it by process. You're a work in progress. You're a masterpiece. In fact, Ephesians 2:10 actually uses the Greek word masterpiece. You're a masterpiece. And God is making you piece by piece. It's not just slapping paint up there and going, it's a masterpiece. He's creating it. It takes time. It takes diligence. It takes carefulness. And so you got to think of it that way. That's your Christian walk. Now, look, that's not the goal. But while you're going through it, give yourself some patience and recognize even Abraham, as great as Abraham was, did it in stages, step by step. Okay? All right, let me just pray, Lord bless you. Lord bless every one of you, keep you strong, safe, and secure in him. And may people between now and the next time you hear my voice, may they, Lord God, draw closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We won't be back till Tuesday, but we'll talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.